This being July, it's the time to start thinking about Gilbert and Sullivan because the Madison Savoyards perform each year. One of the total of 12 Gilbert and Sullivan collaborations, and this year promises to be a big draw because it's, I guess, one of the big three, isn't it, Evan? The Mikado.
The Mikado. It's probably the most popular, the most performed.
Even more so than Pinafore and Penzance.
Well, Pirates is really gaining in popularity in the United States particularly, and maybe around the world. So it's coming up from behind. Strangely, Pirates was not all that popular in the beginning. Its initial run was quite a bit less than many of the others, even exceeded by Patience.
No kidding. Who'd have thunk it? Well, these things do, over the years, have their ups and downs. Entire works and entire composers do, of course. So, well, you must be looking forward to the Mikado. It's been, I'm going to guess, a good half dozen years since
2008 was our last performance.
Are you still cycling through all 12 of those collaborations?
We try to get around to all of them, and we have a plan that goes through 2020 that even includes the Grand Duke one more time. So,
Well, kudos to you for taking on some of the tougher cells. But
we seem to do quite well with the ones that you would expect maybe would be less popular. Okay. Last year, for example, Princess Ida, very good show.
Maybe people are just eager to discover those other aspects of Gilbert and Sullivan.
That could be.
Well, some of these will be, even in the Mikado, going to be more familiar than others. Some of these excerpts that we're going to be savoring here, including Our Great Mikado, and it has some historical significance too, you say.
Well, that's the tune that Sullivan did first when he got the first act songs from Gilbert. I think it was in December of 1885.
Prime year for Gilbert and Sullivan. And this is a performance that we'll be hearing for these highlights is the
Welsh Opera.
National Opera, yeah.
With Charles McCarris conducting.
Mikado, virtuous man, when he to rule our land began, resolved to try a plan whereby a man might best be steadied. So he decreed in words succinct that all who flirted, leered or winked, unless connubially linked, sure forth we'd be beheaded. Sure forth we'd be beheaded.
The Great Mikado, making a great splash there in Gilbert and Sullivan's collaboration of the same name. And the Madison Savoyards are going to be performing the Mikado several times, looks like seven altogether, in Music Hall at Park and State Streets in Madison. And the Savoyards, how long, Evan, have they been around? Quite a while now.
Started in 1963 with Iolanthe. So this is our 53rd annual summer production.
So you're pretty good at it by now.
Well, we'll get it right sooner or later. This is, I think, our seventh production of the Mikado over time. Seventh.
Yes, and of course, the costumes and Mikado in particular, something to look forward to.
It's a little different this time.
Is it?
All right, we have an anime approach, and the Gilbert and Sullivan experts assure us that this has some historical legitimacy because Gilbert and Sullivan were inspired by the Japanese art at the time. It was all the rage.
Sure. Oh, yes. I mean, Japan had only been open to the West for about 30 years at this point, so still very much being discovered.
And they were having this very popular exposition in Kensington. Knightsbridge. And so it was all the rage, and people were collecting art and so on. Well, much of the art that comes from Japan nowadays is this anime
style. Oh, for sure, yes.
So what you see in the way of sets will look pretty much as you would come to expect. And, of course, the music and dialogue will be as written. but the costumes and makeup will have more of an anime flavor.
Well, you have to keep, you know, keep it fresh.
The younger people seem excited.
I'm sure they do. On the other hand, although the play is set in Japan, it's inevitably, irrevocably English.
It is.
In what it's talking about. I mean, politics, personalities of England in the 1880s.
Exactly. It's a projection, and that's part of the humor. And Mikado is unique in one respect, that they break that fourth wall quite often. And there's a line, we didn't know who he was. It wasn't written on his pocket handkerchief, after all. And Japanese don't carry pocket handkerchiefs. So things like that.
Now, what about this one of the most famous of the songs from Gilbert and Sullivan, and certainly from the Mikado? Is this does this have a historical basis to it, Evan? I've got a little list.
Well, there again, all of the irritations that are strictly English. Not much Japanese about some of the things that you hear. They're very contemporary, though. I think maybe, one of the lines is about a judicial humorist. And if you've been following recent Supreme Court...
the courts will always be current, won't they, in terms of being subjects of satire? It'll always be a good topic.
Yeah, that's universal.
As someday it may happen that a victim must be found, I've got a little list, I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. They never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs, or people who have flabby hands and irritating...
Well, you know, you can see where, Noel Coward and that whole tradition later of the English entertainment song came from.
Right.
The marriage of those very crisp lyrics of Gilbert and, of course, the well-matched music of Sullivan.
And that's a unique match. It's just greater than the sum of the parts, isn't it?
It's another case, though, isn't it, of one of the great musical collaborations where it was a bit of a pressure cooker and couldn't last.
Oh my goodness! And especially just in the run up to making the Mikado, Princess Ida was kind of failing at the box office earlier than they had expected. So they had a new contract with Cart, and he was to give them 6 months' notice, and he did via a nice friendly letter. And Sullivan had just gotten his knighthood, and there were things in the paper about Mr. Arthur Sullivan can do things that Sir Arthur should not. Uh-huh. And they thought it was beneath his dignity, and he was getting a little of that. And Gilbert came at him with a plot that with this magic potion that would cause people to fall in love, similar to the sorcerer that Sullivan really didn't like. And so there's this long back and forth, and this is depicted in the Mike Lee topsy-turvy movie as all taking place in the office, but it was really more of a shuttle diplomacy of Cart going to one home and then the other and back and forth. And they really were at loggerheads, but they both Sullivan needed the money more than Gilbert, and it was a money machine. So in the end, they really jumped on a way out, and that way out came when supposedly this sword fell off the wall in Gilbert's study as he was pacing. Whether or not it fell off, but it's a great story, and that's the way it's depicted in the movie. But Gilbert himself, when he was interviewed, said that sword was the inspiration for thinking about a Japanese opera.
And oh, really?
Yes. And that sword from his wall became the prop that Coco carried in the show. So,
closely connected. Before we get away, I should mention that the Madison Savoyards are going to be performing these seven performances of the Mikado, Gilbert and Sullivan's masterpiece, starting tomorrow night.
Opening tomorrow.
July 17th, 7:30 at Music Hall. And I assume one can go to your website at Madison Savoyards and find out all the nuts and bolts of how to get in.
And a link to the box office online ticket. So
here's another popular tune from it. It's so innocent in both title and content, and a great contrast to some of the other goings-on in Gilbert and Sullivan. Three Little Maids from School.
Three little maids from school are we, pallets as a schoolgirl with a bee, feet in the green with girlish glee. Three little maids from school, everything is a sort of from school. Three little maids from ball and wedding, come from the ladies' seminary, three from the seniors to the lady. Three little maids from school.
Well, that was just one of the little highlights from the Mikado, Three Little Maids from School, being, again, one of those typically British, typically English kinds of things that they put in there. And as far as particular challenges to producing the Mikado, anything, Evan, that makes it more challenging than the others? And of course, the anime is going to be Terra Nova for you.
It is. I've not seen it yet. I will see that actually tonight. There's a dress rehearsal, and I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if there's any particular challenge in Mikado. It's a fairly straightforward but twisted story.
Yeah, and less twisted than some of them, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps. But it's the usual challenges of getting the diction clear, getting the balance between the orchestra, the chorus, and the soloist so that people can hear what's going on.
You really have to have every word clear in a Gilbert and Sullivan production because the words are so important.
You do. That is key.
Well, let's get to pretty close to the solution to it here in terms of the clarity, and that is with a more human, or more humane, I should say, Mikado. The Mikado is kind of the enforcer here, and we want him to be more, as we say, humane. What's the story, the backstory for that?
Well, he's explaining how he wants the punishment to fit the crime, and that he does get some amusement out of these things. So it's kind of a combination of bloodthirstiness and the usual list of things, of irritations that should be crimes. And again, this English aspect of it, parliamentary trains. One of the punishments, we only suffer to ride on a buffer, parliamentary trains, the ones that Parliament decrees you have to keep running even though there's not much business and that sort of thing.
Government satire there.
And Englishism.
And you have a chance, and it's a tradition for the Savoyards, to slip in some contemporary references. Would this be an opportunity for that, this particular
that
song?
That is one place. The earlier one with Coco and his people that wouldn't be missed is another opportunity.
Yes.
And traditionally, when the Mikado asks where this missing son of his might be, he asks for his address. And in the original, it was Knightsbridge, and it was funny because that was in London, and that was a big Japanese exposition that was going on. Huh. So nowadays, it's traditional to name a nearby town. Wanakee, maybe, for us.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see what you come up with there in your particular rendition of this song from Mikado, and singing it in this case is Donald Adams, with again the orchestra and chorus of the Welsh National Opera in this production, led by Charles McCarris.
A more humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. To nobody's second, I'm certain you reckon the true philanthropist. It is my very humane.
The punishment fits the crime, the punishment fits the crime, but take his place, the pen.
quite the romp. Everybody had to have been having a good time doing that, as I'm sure your gang there, the Madison Savoyards, will be, Evan.
If you don't have a good time, you're somehow missing
the point, I think.
You're
missing the point with Gilbert and Sullivan.
That's right.
Good time all the way through. Well, thanks for stopping by again this year and filling us in.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to next year. We'll chat about Gondoliers.
On to the Gondoliers. All right. Break some legs there with Mikado.
Thank you.
Starting tomorrow night.